Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to church today here at Grace Bible Church. We're glad you're here. Hasn't the weather been beautiful this week? Well, we thank the Lord for the beautiful flowers and the good weather. And we're continuing in our calls to worship in Psalm 34. And I want to read to you verse 19. We're almost done with this particular psalm. But in verse 19, we read, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." And if you were to stop right there, you'd say, boy, that's pretty discouraging. You know, many are the afflictions of the righteous. A lot of people have misnomers about what it means to be a Christian. Many people think, well, that means that I won't have any sickness and I won't have any problems and everything because Jesus is with me. But the Bible says right here, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But there is a conjunction of contrast that follows. But, notice this please, the Lord delivereth him out of them all. That's the promise that's given to us in the Word of God. And this is not just for Israel. Please understand this. A lot of people will go through and say, well, that has nothing to do with us. That's all Israel. The Bible has general truths for everyone that know Him. Notice it says the righteous. Did it say the righteous Israelites? No, it didn't. God is that specific, by the way. He's that specific. If He has a particular group in mind, He'll say so. He'll let you know. But here it does not say that. It says here, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. How many of you understand and know through experience that we've had afflictions as the righteous? And how many of you also have seen how the Lord has undertaken to deliver us out of them all? Amen. I see that hand pop up quick. Yeah, the Lord is faithful. Yes, we have the afflictions. But we also have the answer, and that's Almighty God undertaking in our behalf to deal with them all. Does He always deal with them like we want Him to, like we think He should? No, because we see only little specks. God sees the whole picture. And so we have to learn to trust Him and fall in line with His will and then know the blessings of His deliverance. I'm so thankful that even though we suffer afflictions in this world, we have an Almighty God that delivers us from all of them.